the Miller Nature Preserve, one of the gems of the Lorain County Metro Parks. And we have with us Linda Paul joining us this morning. Hello.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me here.
You've got a lot of things going on there as well. One of the things that has been very popular, I guess, is this Dinner of Romance. Did I pronounce? Is it Dinner of Romance? Is that what that is?
Dinner of Romance, yes. This will be our fourth year, and it is a very popular event, and I believe it is almost sold out. But you have a wonderful dinner in the conservatory and live music, and everything is included, and it's a special kind of Valentine thing that we do, so it's a lot of fun.
With, like, tables and linens and, like, sort of mood
tables
lighting
and
music?
Totally mood lighting, and it's basically a kind of a secluded experience, so it's definitely a popular event.
But how many people attend this, do you know?
Well, because it was so popular, we do two different seatings, one at 5:30 and one at 7:30, and we can get up to about 70 people. So it depends on if there's two people or four people at the table. So some people go the romantic way, and other people bring some friends and have a nice time.
Okay. Well, you do that because of the Valentine's Day, obviously.
Exactly, yes.
Well, also Lent is coming up, and so Friday you have fish fries. Tell me about this.
Fish Fry Friday, yes. Say that really quick three times.
I give that to you to say. You came up with the title of it. Your responsibility.
Yes, we have the Orchid Cafe, and they are open daily 11 to 3, but on Lenten Fridays they are open till 7 a.m., so they offer a variety of fish fry menu items, as well as shrimp and mahi and fish tacos, which are very popular, and they also have a kids menu with mac and cheese and chicken nuggets, I believe.
Can you do a fish fry to go?
Sure, yep. You can call it in and
pick
it up
to go.
You don't
want us to stay there?
Well, some people are on the run, I don't know.
The way you said that, I thought I'm on the run. I need to get the fish.
I'm on the lamb, yeah.
Whatever, like there.
We have a few flybys, too.
Is that new, by the way, the fish?
I think this will be maybe the third year that we've been doing it.
So far, there's just a lot of eating going on here at the Miller Nature Preserve.
Is there any nature involved?
What else is happening?
We do all kinds of things, yes. We have drawing classes for, you know, that the people go in the conservatory, and she does different nature scenes and still lifes and...
So you're drawing from the actual flowers and the that's in there as well. Okay.
Sometimes they do, yes. They use that
as
their focal
point. We have a lot of orchids. I mean, that's the
key. We have a lot of orchids. We have a lot of palms, a lot of variety of plants.
Now you're going to have some railroad tracks put through, right?
What's that? Exactly. So come on and make some tracks and come on down and station yourself there at the park. It will be opening March 6th, and it goes through Mother's Day. So it'll be a lot of fun. There's the Garden Railroad, Northern Ohio Garden Railroad Society, is working with us to put this whole thing together. So there'll be about five or six different routes that the little trains take, and they'll be decorated up with little scenes. And we'll also have interpretive information, scavenger hunt, a little train station for the kids to go in. And so it's totally family oriented. And then we also will have on special designated days, starting March 20th, I believe, is the little chew from down at our main headquarters, Carlisle, our own very little train that will be giving train rides. So you have to get the daily admission is $2. It's our regular conservatory admission. Those 42 inches or under 42 inches are free. So to get a boarding pass for the train, you've got to, you know, visit the display. And we'll have accompanying programs, a lot of different programs. So anything you want to know about trains, come on out. It'll be a lot of fun.
What's the organization that's putting this on?
Northern Ohio Garden Railroad Society.
Garden Railroad Society. So they sort of specialize in this kind of
Totally, thing. Yes. You know, there's all these different scales of trains and sizes and things like that. So when we were trying to come up with different ideas on what display to offer, we came up with this Garden Railroad. So they are very excited about it, and it's a really, really fun thing that they're planning. So they're designed to be able to withstand the elements. So when you're in the conservatory, we water the plants. So when we do displays, we have to consider the watering element.
Water and electricity. I'm putting those two together here as well. But yes, I see that. So that's kind of a neat thing. Sort of a subset of people involved with the model railroading. This has to do with the garden. It comes with its own landscaping. See, that's what they don't have to bother with.
Oh, and they love that idea that they're going to make these right into the conservatory beds. So we're they're utilizing the plants that are already there.
You mentioned about the price for some of these things, but there's memberships that people can have.
Yes, you can buy, if you don't want to pay the $2, you can pay $10 instead, and then that will give you a yearly membership from the day that you buy it, and it gets you into the conservatory as many times as you want for that year at no charge. Plus, it gives you discounts on most of our programs, classes, events, as well as other member benefits.
Sometimes people go there not for an event related that you put on, but that somebody they know, like a wedding or some kind of an activity that's going on. And you have a thing coming up that's going to kind of spotlight that or showcase?
Yes, and you know, people stop by, they wanted to know what the place is, or they heard about it, or they're coming for lunch, or they wanted to hike the trail or see the butterfly house. So there's lots of reasons people stop by, but you know, one of the other popular things is that, you know, they come to an event that one of their friends or family has planned, anything from showers to reunions, birthday parties, retirement parties, Christmas parties. So the Orchid Cafe is doing an event on March 19th from noon to 3, and it's kind of showcasing what he can do in helping you put your event together, as well as include other vendors that you might utilize, you know, to make your event really special or really fancy.
It comes in handy, especially if there's organizers, event planner, people who have used that facility. They sort of know how it works and how to transform it into whatever it is that you're looking at.
Exactly.
Create.
And it's a unique place because, you know, it holds, you know, up to 80 people, but you know, to have the gardens and the conservatory right there gives a really unique setting, I think, that people like.
I know some time ago we talked about how in the conservatory the orchids are kind of changed out at different times. Still do that?
Oh, yes, we still do. You know, at this time of year, some of them actually have to kind of go into a dormancy stage to rejuvenate. And, you know, so different ones bloom at different times of the season. So, yes, we do rotate them around and, you know, or place them in, you know, more obvious, visible spots for people. And the desert room is a little cold right now, and people wonder why. So we actually turn the temperature down in our arid room to kind of simulate, you know, the natural seasons that they would go through if they were, you know, in the real desert.
Do you see in that time, when it's a little colder in there, do you see any change in the plants? Can you see it visibly?
Not necessarily, but over time, I think you do, especially like with the carnivorous plants, the native ones to North America, they also have to go through a dormancy period. So, you know, if we have, you know, over time we had kept some inside several years, and you notice each year they kind of get smaller and smaller. But we do have a bog, which has our carnivorous plant collection outside, and then that we overwinter, we cover it up with pine straw. So those stay, they, you know, those look healthy.
This year you don't do anything. You just they're probably starting to bud,
exactly.
And their other things are
happening.
They're
all in flower.
You're trying
right
to push
now,
them the back down below.
Flies are in them. No, just kidding.
Wow, that's kind of neat.
It is kind of crazy, yeah, definitely.
Well,
so.
Well, your whole Metro Parks crew around all the Metro Parks are probably just looking at a whole different kind of a Metro Park that they don't normally see. Where's that big snow cover that kind of quiets everything down for a while?
But not as many shovels around either.
No, but maybe a little more chance to do some of the cleaning that you didn't get to when it was time before then. So lots going on at the Lorain County Metro Parks, specifically the Miller Nature Preserve over on Center Road in Avon. Linda Paul, our guest this morning, thanks for coming in and talking about some of the events. We appreciate it.
Again, thank you for having us.